The play Frozen Charlottes is about women's exploration of their identities, of their purposes, and of their choices in life. And rather than having a prolonged exploration, they are caught in an event that forces them right in the moment to deal with who they are and what they want.
Those are the words of Kim Louise, a local Nebraskan playwright and the writer behind the Shelter Belt Theater's upcoming production of Frozen Charlottes. Frozen Charlottes is a show that examines the expectations that society places on women and how these expectations may lead to people feeling frozen within their current life circumstances.
For writing the script, it goes back to when I was a young girl and I heard the women in my family talking about the work that they used to do, where they would leave their own families and they would go take care of other families. And they called that day work and they described their experiences. So that stuck with me for a long time and I knew I wanted to write about it. So eventually it became this play, Frozen Charlottes. And I'm not sure where the idea of dolls came from, but I knew I wanted dolls to be part of the play and kind of a focal point. And so when I was researching the dolls, I discovered one doll called a Frozen Charlotte. And that doll is immobile.
This show has been in development for approximately 3 years with refinement, tweaks, and new collaborators joining and supporting the creation of this show, such as director Tammy Ray.
And I think one of the things that is the most joyful for me is watching Tammy Ray work. I'm amazed at how much more she understands this play than I do, really. I mean, she has taken a deep dive into why the characters are doing what they're doing and how and what the results are. And she has just been a treasure.
Tammy Ray is the director of Frozen Charlottes and has been working closely with Louise on this project, highlighting the unique opportunities that come with producing an original work.
Well, right now, no one's ever seen it, so I have free will. I mean, and that's really, really exciting. It's been a pleasure to have Kim come into our rehearsals and just kind of talk to her. And every once in a while, I'll look back at her and I'll be like, "What you think?" And she'd be like, "Okay." So, I mean, it's been just a pleasure to work with her. I can call her, and that's something that most people won't get. You know, you get a script, and this is. You go by the stage directions, and of course, it becomes your vision. But I am so excited that I get to share this vision with her because this is a world premiere.
Now nearing the end of the rehearsal process, Tammy Ray and Louise have been impressed with the honesty and sincerity that this 5-person cast brings to the stage.
There are some wonderful, tender moments in this show, and then there are some that are just so funny. And if you're not paying attention, you'll be like, "What just happened?" You know, so I think this show takes you really on a nice, fun roller coaster because there's some highs, some lows, there's some laughter, you might cry.
It was a great process. And one of the things that I have noticed when I go to the rehearsals is how much of a family the actors are becoming, and they have this like blanket of support that they put around each other when they are in the moment, when, you know, things are going well, when they have questions about what their either intention is or their motivation, and they're working through those things with Tammy Ray. But there's such a camaraderie there, and I think that is so important to have a successful production when the actors themselves feel like family and they have great relationships between each other.
Though the show addresses the bleakness that some may find themselves in, it also instills hope for a better tomorrow.
We don't have to live in our past. We don't have to stay there. We don't have to be stuck there or frozen in the past. So as we move forward, I think that's just something that we all should know, that there is life after this, not to get stuck. And know that if you do get stuck, it's temporary. You know, like right now this weather is frozen and it's just fitting, but it will thaw. and we will continue and go on to our next season.
Frozen Charlottes will be showing at the Shelter Belt Theater from January 29th to February 15th. More information can be found at shelterbelt.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.